There's a class at the University of Missouri that everyone has to take. It's called Exposition and Argument, but students and teachers usually strip it down to its numerical name, English 1000.
It's so denigrated, right? I mean, first year composition always is.
That's Donna Strickland, Director of Rhetoric and Composition.
But really, it's a space that doesn't exist in very many places at the university. I mean, these small classes where people can have these intimate conversations.
Students come from all over.
St. Louis.
Columbia.
From Dublin, Georgia.
Clinton, Missouri.
Chicago.
Kansas City.
And they enroll in this class, a class that's offered at colleges across the country. Except Columbia is just 2 hours away from Ferguson, where a police shooting ignited the Black Lives Matter movement.
It was mayhem. We saw these buildings catch on fire. This was a beauty supply store.
The AutoZone is on fire.
And the University of Missouri is a campus that made national news last year with protests over racism.
The student body is 77% white and just 7% black. Protesters say the response from the school president, Tim Wolf, has been inadequate.
I think that talking about race matters.
Again, Donna Strickland.
It's not that I don't think that we always have to focus our English 1000 courses around race, but it just seemed like in that particular moment, it was really important for that to be a possibility.
Donna oversees the 50 or so instructors who teach the 4,000 students that take composition every year. Some of the instructors had approached her with questions on how to talk about what was going on, so Donna issued an invitation. She asked if people wanted to meet. They could talk about how to start conversations about race in their classrooms, how to navigate discussion, their motivations, types of questions, texts to use, whatever they wanted.
You showed up on the first day and I was like, okay, this is a writing class, we're going to study writing processes and writing as a process, and we're going to do that by focusing on experiences of race in America.
So Karina Cook is one of the instructors who chose to focus on race in her class.
The basic idea that I had was like, well, this is something we all need time to reflect on. Writing is a good way to reflect on things. Let's put those
Karina's class watched films and read books that reflected on race in some way.
We started by looking at the excerpt from Paula Gunn Allen's novel, The Woman Who Owned the Shadows. And then we read an excerpt from Ta-Nehisi Coates' book-length essay, Between the World and Me.
I think, like, when I first signed up for this class, I didn't know there was, like, a topic. And then whenever we heard about race, I was, like, really uneasy.
I didn't even know this class like was going to have a topic, so the first day I was like, oh, okay.
We have no idea what the subtitle of the class is whenever we sign up for it. So whenever we got here and she said it's Contemporary Experiences of Race in America, I was like, oh, really?
Last year in an atmosphere where some of us couldn't feel like we could talk about it, but I don't think it was supposed to be that type of atmosphere, so this class has been like an eye-opener to be able to talk about race.
Light bulbs that went off for me were when just being in public or anything, or even with roommates or friends, you really see the racism rise. It's present. Like, people are racist, and like, from what we've learned in this class, it's pretty accurate.
Whenever we started class, she had us write notes to her about what we needed from the class to be able to talk about these things. And I think a lot of people said that they were scared because, you know, they don't feel like they have the right to talk about it, or like they're just going to be judged all the time. But when we basically just all just said, okay, we're going to agree to not be that way.
Donna doesn't think anyone should be required to teach race. Donna says she wants instructors who are committed to doing their own internal work, to processing and thinking and searching.
Even as I'm inviting people and wanting this to be available, I'm also kind of cautious because I don't want it to do more harm than good, which isn't to say we don't make mistakes, because we're always, always, always going to make mistakes. And I think that's important, you know, so that's the other thing, right? I mean, is that people sometimes say, oh, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing. Actually having that fear makes me think that you're probably going to be okay.
When Donna was in graduate school at Indiana University, she made a mistake. It's a moment she circled back to for years, and she ended up switching fields because of it. She was teaching a summer writing course for first-generation college students. Donna, who'd been a first-generation college student herself, grew up in Texas, and this was the first time she was in front of a class of mostly African-American and Latino students. They were reading what Donna called these scholarly-ish articles about rap music.
But I remember that there was this group of African-American students in the class who were really offended by the article. And I just, for the life of me, couldn't understand why they were offended by it. My sense was that they didn't understand the article. And so they, you know, so they came to class and they were angry and they were expressing to me how, you know, this was this racist article and how dare I, you know, make them read it and all of this. And I'm basically trying to say, but wait, look, read what it says here, you know, that wasn't useful. But what was important, I mean, what I take from it now is like, I just needed to listen to them, for goodness sakes, you know? I mean, I needed to let them say why they were upset. I needed to try to elicit more information from them about why they were upset rather than basically trying to shut them down, which is what I was trying to do because I was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable, right? And so, I mean, one of the things, you know, that's been really important is just to be okay with discomfort.
The students and teachers who do this work are looking at big, amorphous things, things in progress. They're sitting in a classroom in the middle of campus, in the middle of a state, in the middle of this country. They're working on how to be in this spot.
I mean, I want to live in a society in which I don't feel like I'm part of the problem. I want this for myself. Not that I'm doing this, you know, as charity work. I'm doing this because it matters. It matters to me. It matters to all of us.
For the Missouri Audio Project, I'm Allison Kofeldt.